Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, Governor Snyder will unveil his budget plan today. What will we likely hear?
Well, we don't know everything about the budget yet, but we do know there's apparently going to be a somewhat of a major increase for higher education. Higher education funding in the state's been cut steadily over the last 10 years, which is kind of odd when you consider that everybody agrees we need more highly educated people in the state, but they're talking about the governor boosting the higher ed budget by about 6%. And there'll also be a boost in lower education funding. To some extent, of course, this is an election year budget, and the governor wants to be able to please as many people as possible as he runs for re-election.
Yeah, he recently officially announced that he's going to be running again. How will his re-election aspirations affect his budget priorities?
Well, politicians are traditionally reluctant to propose unpopular things when they're running for re-election, such as tax increases, and the governor, who for the last couple of years has fought hard to get more funding for the roads, barely said anything about that in his State of the State speech this year. So, again, he wants to be able to say, certainly in his advertising, that he's doing as many things for as many people as possible, and election year budgets sort of seem geared that way.
Now, so far, former Congressman Mark Schauer is the only Democratic challenger that has stepped up. What do you think the governor's race is going to look like in the months coming up?
The governor's race is going to be a referendum on Rick Snyder. It's almost always the case when you have an incumbent running for re-election, and Schauer is going to try to make the case to the people of Michigan that the Snyder years have been a disaster for most of them and that they'd be better off with him as governor. Now, you'll see a lot of advertising devoted to that very thing. Snyder is going to argue that he's done a good job, and certainly he's done a better job than the Democrats would have done or than Schauer would have done. Schauer's challenge at this point is to get people to take him seriously, to know who he is and to feel that he could do something better. There are plenty of people with grievances against Snyder, from pensioners who are now paying taxes to union people who don't like right to work, but they have to be convinced also that Schauer is a credible alternative, and most people in the state still don't know who he is.
And finally, President Obama is going to sign the Farm Bill into law in East Lansing on Friday. Tell us about the significance of him signing the law at Michigan State University.
Well, there's a sort of a twofold significance. I'm going to talk more about this at 1:30 today, by the way. One is that Michigan State is the pioneer land-grant university in the country, and it was founded as a university to help agriculture in this state. But the other significance is that the Farm Bill is the sort of ultimate triumph for Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan. She's the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and she fought very hard for 2 years to get this bill done. And she's an alum of Michigan State, and this is really a credit and a tribute to her from the president. So, if anything, this may be the apex so far of Senator Stabenow's political career.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.